Live from the heart of Victoria Island, you're listening to your number one station, 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Hi, I'm Zainab.
Are you a mother?
And then I've had friends tell me, hey Zainab, the way you are going to spoil this child. Like you see as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother. Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing a toddler's tantrums and the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
Share your stories on Maternity Live.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. It's Maternity Line.
The nation's number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is Maternity Line. I am Zainab Yakin. And remember, we are still the best and the best and the best of radio stations in Nigeria. We are number one. Woohoo! Yeah, that's a big deal, I know. Welcome to the show where we discuss everything maternal health. Everything and anything that has to do with women, the child, mother and child. We can come from any angle at all. Today, we are discussing how to improve maternal health in Nigeria. Remember last week, I did mention that today on the show, we'll be bringing in stakeholder to speak to us on the effectiveness and functionalities of projects, policies in existence that have been implemented towards reducing maternal child mortality rates in Nigeria. Yes, I have somebody. I have the very honorable barrister Ayo Adebusoye, Chairman Board of Trustees, Lagos State Civil Society Participation for Development, LACSOP. Last year, June, barrister Adebusoye received an award for his contributions to improve maternal and newborn child health services in Lagos State. So he's the right person for this conversation. Before I introduce my guest, let me let you know that in spite of the many interventions being instituted, both at the state and the federal levels to reverse the trend and ensuring that Nigeria is on track to achieve better maternal and child health, Nigeria still remains a major contributor to the global burden of maternal death. Now, should Nigerian mother and child still have hope in the system? Well, according to the United Nations Sexual and Reproductive Health Agency, that's United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, approximately 800 women die every day from preventable causes related to pregnancy and childbirth. This is about one woman every 2 minutes. Now, for every woman who dies, between 20 and 30 will experience injuries, infections, or disabilities. Most of these deaths and injuries are entirely preventable, says UNFPA. I can go on and on and on because there is so much statistics to reel out there as regards the maternal and child health, but we don't always have enough time on this show. So the one we have to make best use of it. All right, Lagos, what do you think about this conversation? Are the numbers to call 0700-993-993-993, female only line 01465-7190, WhatsApp 0809-597-5805, social media platforms at Nigeria Info FM Lagos on Instagram, on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. I am King Zainab on Twitter, on Instagram as well. You can as well listen to this show and every other show on Nigeria Info by visiting our website at www.nigeriainfo.fm. All right, let me see if I have my guest join me already. Barrister Adebusoye, hello.
Hi, good afternoon,
Mr. Adebusoye. I'll be going on a short break in the next 1 minute, but let's see what we can do within this period. Let's start from the no free medical care. It's been reported by maternalfigures.com, which is a database of maternal health interventions implemented in Nigeria in the last 30 years, that there is quote and unquote no free maternal care. in Nigeria. How true is this?
One of the truth is that somebody has to pay for it, because you know what? There's no free lunch, as they say, in Freetown. So even though a lot of politicians have been talking about free medical care, free maternal care, somebody has to pay for it. And one of the things Nigeria, we have to come to terms with, especially now, the current economic realities of subsidy removal, is that all these countries where there's free medical health care, somebody is paying. It's either through the tax system or through the health insurance system. You know, so when the government purports to say to provide free health care, somebody has to pay. Government has to pay. But where is the funding coming from? That needs to come from the taxation, from revenues. Mm-hmm. And situation where there's revenues are low, like we're experiencing now, that's why we have a deplorable state. We have it.
Okay.
Again, generally, and of course.
All right, Barista Adebosoye, Lagos, please stay with me. I'll be right back.
This is
Maternity Line.
Maternity Line.
All right, Lagos, this is Zainab Yakin on Maternity Line Show right here on your number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Today, we are looking at ways to improve maternal health in Nigeria. Maternal and child health, by the way, because you cannot talk about the mother without mentioning the child. I have Barrister Ayo Adebosoye, Chairman, Board of Trustees, Lagos State Civil Society Participation for Development, LACSOAP. This is an organization committed to development issues in Lagos State, and they've been in existence since 2007, close to two decades now. So they have been doing a lot with regards to health in general. And Barrister Ayo Adebosoye is the right person for this conversation. So before we went on break, I had asked him why we don't have functional health system, because research has that in Nigeria there is no free maternal care, and he was saying that somebody has to pay, and that's talking about subsidy. I mean, I remember President Tinubu during his inaugural speech saying that we shall instead rechannel the funds into better investments in public infrastructure, education, healthcare, and jobs that will materially improve the lives of millions. What my guest said took me back to this coming from our president. I also remember that pages 45, 46, 47 and page 48 of the President Tinubu's Action Plan for Better Nigeria 2023, he says frontally, we are going to address the Nigeria's healthcare challenges, including, among others, areas, high maternal and infant mortality, and in conjunction with state and local government authorities, a Tinubu administration will facilitate the upgrading, equipping, and staffing of a general hospital in every local government area, a tertiary facility in each state, and a world-class specialist hospital in every geopolitical zones. Now, this is getting into asking you Nigerians, women, mothers, how would you rate the efforts of the past administration, the immediate past, the Buhari's administration, or even the Lagos State government administration so far on maternal health? Lagos has been reported to be one of the states with significant increase in maternal health, significant increase in the sense that they are very passionate about it. And this is why I'm having this, my guest on the show today. Call me up. Let me know what you think. Let me know the current public facility you are using right now. Are you impressed about it? Do you want anything changed? How would you love for the government to get things better? Let's talk. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Dr. Adebosoye, are you there?
Hello. I'm here. Not yet a doctor, though.
Oh, barrister. Because we are talking maternal health, I'm tempted to call you doctor. Yes. I'll still go back to that conversation that we started before the break. Ghana, which is just a neighboring country, has a free maternal health care program under the National Health Insurance Scheme. And I also remember that Sometime in 2015 or so, there used to be free maternal and child health program implemented in 12 states by the National Health Insurance Scheme. And is it that since that particular program terminated, nothing is being put in place?
Actually, there are things in place. And I was trying to break your question in context about free medical, the free maternal care.
Right.
That somewhere, somebody has to pay the bills.
Yes.
And there are six different health financing models which are staring us in the face. Either it's tax finance, either it's out-of-pocket expense, which is what majority of us do in Nigeria. 70% of all health expenditure is out-of-pocket expense, which is very catastrophic for many of us. Then there's the social health insurance, which you've alluded to. Of course, there's external financing, a lot of donor partner funding. There's voluntary private insurance, health plans for, you know, those who are informal companies and organizations. And there's community-based health insurance. So the under the National Health Act, there's the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund, which has been activated now, 1% of the Consolidated Revenue Fund.
Which has been... Okay, please, can you say that again?
Yes, the Basic Healthcare Provision Fund, which is derived from 1% of the Consolidated Revenue Fund under the National Health Act. For the last three or so years, it has started to be rolled out. It's supposed to go into two gateways, the National Health Insurance Gateway and National Primary Health Care Development Agency Gateway, which goes through the state. Now, this is just supposed to be a catalytic fund. It's not something that can take care of all they need, but it's supposed to go into the most vulnerable, especially the aspect of maternal health, and especially those in the rural areas, the most vulnerable. So it's supposed to take care, to subsidize their own healthcare needs, the services, and also the health insurance to actually guarantee universal health coverage, to reach the fathers first. That's actually what universal health coverage is about, to make sure that nobody is left out. So those programs are there. Still now, and in Lagos, for instance, it goes through the Lagos State Primary Health Care Board and the Lagos State Health Insurance Management Agency, LASHO. It's still quite in an early stages, so to speak. The funds, I think, they've got one or two tranches. They've just started the health insurance leg. Enrollees have just started accessing that. And it's still quite a minuscule compared to, for instance, Lagos State, we're talking about 28 million, we're not sure. We're waiting for the census for us to really determine how much we are in Lagos and, of course, Nigeria. And so what is needed is a mix. When you mentioned Ghana, Ghana is actually one thing, when the population is much smaller, and it's a unitary system where from the national, they give to the regions. But we are operating a federal system where every state is actually supposed to be one primarily determining its things like health, education, etc. Federal is actually supposed to be more regulatory, but now it's kind of handing out, which doesn't work. So I think it's very important to look at the context in regards to payments of maternity.
Look at the context. Okay. Now, right now, Barrister Adebosoye, what aspects of maternal and child health do you think especially calls for the urgent attention in Nigeria? WHO's report, which was recently released exactly a month today, 9th of May, that was the last month, ranking Nigeria second highest contributor to maternal and child death globally. How do you feel about this? I mean, we are not in good light at the global level within the context of maternal health. Do you think government is working hard to change this narrative? You are in the system.
It's not a new trend. That's the trend, basically, for Nigeria for the past, God knows, the second highest mortality, also in infant mortality. These are indicators. The 5 mortality, we've got, you know, either the highest or the second highest after countries as huge like India. And the main reason is two main reasons. First one is the issue of the financing.
Issue.
For now, we've got 70% of health spend being out of pocket. So what that means is that people have to, at the point of service delivery, have to bring out the funds. And we know that is a determining factor in preventing people from even accessing healthcare. Most people, when there's anything wrong with them, they look for alternatives which are very, very cost effective, like going to the herbal person who's selling Agbo next
door. That's traditional medicine.
Chemist. Mm. Yes, traditional medicine. Or, you know, something that, because the perception is better, they go to the hospital. The cost would be prohibitive. And we've seen so many women who were locked, you know, after giving the birth, delivery, they are detained in the hospital because they can't pay the bill.
That's still on the issue of finance.
Yes, you know, the finance for me is like a huge elephant in the room for health. Why are our health workers jacked by doctors and nurses? Why are they running? It's all the financing. They're not getting paid as to the work they're getting. And we saw that during COVID.
Right.
Well, the kind of minuscule fund that was being suggested that they should take for being in the front line with COVID. So we really need to come to grips with the issue of financing before we can unlock this. Like you rightly mentioned, look at the figure for our maternal deaths. Daily, that's like two airplanes full of women crashing every day. What would we do if we heard about that? You know what? You know how much noise people make when they hear of one airplane crashing. Then this is two crashing every day. Almost everybody knows a woman who has died in labor. So one of the priorities really is one issue of antenatal care, issue of skilled birth delivery, aspect of labor postnatal care, aspect of immunization being readily accessible. Because yes, so we saw the huge effort that was taken to eradicate polio in Nigeria.
Okay,
if there was no funding, that would not happen.
On the issue of finance, there are reports of different administrations responding with new projects backed by international donor funding, also including programs being introduced. We hear them, we see them, we read about them whenever these projects, policies are being announced. Over time, it's also been reported that accountability, lack of follow-up on how Nigeria is working to reduce its maternal mortality is among the issues affecting this area of health. Do you think our government is transparent enough with regards to maternal and child health? Are they transparent enough?
Well, I think those are the real issues. The federal and the state, and maybe in this case, Lagos will be a bit less up and doing, because generally it takes a while before we can get details, the citizens in the street, details of the actual budget spent. The person in the street doesn't really know, you know, and it's not like there's a conspiracy, it's just that culture of information not going out. We've said it several times, we've got so many different administrations, especially commissioners of economic planning and budget, that they should make sure the budget monitor, especially sector like health, budget monitor the detailed budget, which shows the items, the line items, so that everyone will know, for instance, that if they want to build a hospital in so-so place, this is what is going, purchase it. Like in federal, they have, that is a bit, at least for budget allocation, you can understand, if they want to purchase a bus somewhere, it's there in the budget. We need to bring that, and it's online. So we need to have that level of transparency, especially for allocations. And releases should be very something. I mean, there was that last administration there where it said any amount above a certain figure will be uploaded. I'm not sure whether that's done. So the intention is there.
The intention is there.
Practicalize it. Absolutely. But to practicalize it.
But we need to see this happen as well.
Absolutely.
Okay. Some people have been dropping their messages, and somebody was also trying to call on WhatsApp. We don't take calls via WhatsApp. If you're trying to call into the show, the numbers to call are 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. WhatsApp, numbers to send your WhatsApp message to is 0809-597-5805. Good afternoon. This is David from Ojota. All thanks to your guest for saying it as it is. May I know if things will get better with this current administration on board? That's David from Ojota. Mr. Adebusoye, do you think right now the narrative will change with regards to maternal health? The narrative right now at the global level is not encouraging. What is the expectation this time?
Yes, there's some quick wins the president can do. Thank God he said that he's looking at 40% coverage for the National Health Insurance. As you know, the National Health Insurance Act, Nigeria Authority Act last year, mandated that every resident of Nigeria should be covered by health insurance. Right now, it's just 4%. It's covered by the National Health Insurance Agency.
Right.
Mainly former civil servants. To upgrade that to 40%, we need the State Health Insurance Agency to be up and doing.
All right.
Then, there's the Vulnerable Groups Fund. There's the Vulnerable Group Fund which needs to be activated from the national level, which goes to the most vulnerable, as it said. You know, the women, the maternal, those who are, you know, who need maternal care and who are the most vulnerable. This is how we can get some quick wins. If that can be activated, and they need to convene the Governing Council of National Health Insurance Authority, that has to be done very quickly. We can do it in the first 100 days so that they can start looking at how that fund can go to the most vulnerable. Then we can begin to see a difference in the indicators and the outcomes. Because you need to tackle the most vulnerable first to change the narrative. Those who are on the upper quarter, they already have health plans, they can take care of themselves, some can fly to London. But for those who are on the lower quarter, they need this buffer. They need subsidy by government, which this Vulnerable Group Fund and the Special Intervention Fund, the Health Insurance Authority Act, has mandated. If we can activate that, the new administration can really change narrative.
I love the fact that you've gone into the vulnerability part of this conversation. People who are on the receiving end. Research itself has shown that poor maternal and child health indicators in Nigeria since 1990s. And the most vulnerable people, the most neglected people, and the most people at the receiving end, the powerless, the uneducated, rural dwellers. Now, 8 years down the line, if this has been the narrative for the past, let me say from 2015 specifically, is it that things haven't really improved in the rural areas? Because this is always in the news when it comes to maternal health. What do you think the government should do?
Yeah, so again, alluded to that, the aspect of activating these intervention funds, which are geared towards the most vulnerable. Some things have been happening in Lagos State. For instance, there's a recent survey, a productive health survey, which was carried out by a respected person from NASU, which shows that there's been a slight reduction in the maternal mortality rate. I wish I had the figures on my fingertips. They just disseminated it recently, and the official report to be out. So there is some hope, you know, that if we can, because actually Lagos State over the years actually had invested. I remember during the time of Dr. Fashola, there was a maternal mortality reduction program.
Good.
That's when they really activated getting a flagship health centers in each of the 57 local governments. These are things which, under normal circumstances, the local government should have done. But a lot of times, fortunately, the local government, many of them, they dropped the ball. So the state government has to come in, and the population is huge, as I mentioned. We're talking of 20-something million. So the context of what we're dealing with in Lagos State is huge, and it's all hands on deck. So there's been a slight reduction from what we've seen in maternal mortality, but we're still very, very high. One of my cousins who's been practicing in the UK for years as a doctor, once there's one person who dies during a mother who dies during delivery. There's a whole big team set up to investigate it. It's a big thing. And here we're talking about.
Okay, so we have more people asking questions. 0700-993-993-993. Female only line 01465-7190. This is Alexander from VI. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Discussing this issue of this maternal sector is so nice. But my question right now is, why is General Hospital called a public hospital and they charge some way as private hospitals? Did you get that question?
Why are
general hospitals now charging like private hospitals? I was just trying to say.
Actually, the general hospitals are even supposed to be under the policy. They're supposed to be self-sustaining. That's the only way. Yeah. So there is still provision for the most vulnerable. Again, if you can't afford it, there's a provision. That's why we have the equity fund in Lagos State, and that's why people need to register and enroll. The most vulnerable in Lagos State.
So I don't want that part to slide. How do people register?
Yes. Well, the national one, if at every private healthcare facility, again, they should make inquiries if they go there, that they want to, because we have what they call health insurance customer agents and all over the place. If they can go online, it's also easy online, lashma.com. Just check it out about registration.
Lashma.com.
The lashma.com.
Lash.
L-A-S-H.
L-A-S-H. So register. Okay.
And then at every primary healthcare center also, to just make inquiries. It's very important that they register, and once they can be captured as a vulnerable person, then they can have access to the equity fund subsidy, which provides for free coverage for them. But those who can afford it, they should pay their premium. So that's the our point. People should not they have to pay at the point of service. They should pay just like you pay for your vehicle insurance. There's, you know, there's a new system. Pay for your premium, which is very small. It's this,
all right.
The lowest.
I'm Barista Adebuseye. Let's take this call. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello?
Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. I'm guessing something is wrong with the lines. Anyway, I have more here on WhatsApp. Zainab, good afternoon. All Lagos State Teaching Hospitals represents a place of slaughter, and doctors and nurses are both witch god. Let me just read it because I've started. Lagos State University Teaching Hospital represents a place of slaughter, and the doctors and nurses are both W's. And go and see things for yourself. Now, Barrister Adebosoye, these, among other similar complaints, have been making the rounds. Somebody called into the show last week, and the person said, now medical professionals, doctors and nurses are trained to kill. This is a very ugly narrative. Do you think this is because of the poor remuneration, or health workers are not properly trained on how to handle patients?
First thing, let us disabuse our mind about the quality of our doctors and nurses. If they were not well-trained, they would not be hotcake abroad.
Hmm.
They're well-trained. But one of the things we need to understand is the circumstances they're working under. I went to the health center recently here at Abuja, and I saw the number, 60-something. One doctor is seeing over 60 patients. So how much attention can you give? When in other clients, one doctor may see 5 patients and 6 patients. This really. So you can imagine the pressure, like in Lasuth especially, where people are going. This is a tertiary institution, health institution. People are going there for malaria, going there for typhus, going there for simple things, which they should deal with at the private healthcare center. Imagine the pressure on them.
Right.
Imagine the fact that that is the only place where both that level of care, health care, secondary and tertiary, people are accessing there. So that is what I'm not holding brief for them. But I'll tell you one thing for free. This is the issue of doctors and nurses' attitude.
Right.
It's a major factor in putting people away. And that's even one of the reasons why many people patronize the traditional medicine doctors.
Do you think this is because of poor remuneration?
Poor remuneration, but even the standards, more than even just the money, the working conditions. Sometimes they may not have the proper equipment, proper tools, and the huge, what I just mentioned, the huge patient workload they have. So how much can they do? And they're human beings. By the time you see 10, 15, 20 people,
right,
you're going to.
Okay.
So without trying to defend.
But,
and we also know there are good surgeons there who have been saving lives, and there have been testimonies from people.
All right. Barrister Adebosoye, as a lawyer chairing a civil society organization, how can we scale up access to quality sexual and reproductive health services as part of universal health coverage in Nigeria? Please, you'll be answering that question in 1 minute. But real quick, here is a message from Sugar Lily. God bless you for always inspiring people that are to learn each day. God bless you for the good work. Now, do we need to apply stiffer laws to get maternal health working in Nigeria? 1 minute. Thank you.
No. And a lot of things, yes. But it's not about laws. It's more about the habits we have, our health-seeking behavior. With what we don't know, what we need is understanding, sensitization, massive awareness raising in the community level to people. It's not by any law now. These are things now that we need. What we need is also more enforcement of our appropriation law, if we're going to talk about law. That is making sure that what government promises to pay, they actually do pay, because it's a law. The appropriation is a law. And all the funding that they promise or they're obliged to allocate, they're supposed to release it. So we should ensure that there's adequate funding for maternal health, child health, sexual reproductive health, and that the funds are released timely, because health is not something you can wait for. So not health, not laws, but more awareness. more enforcement of the existing laws.
Okay, thank you so much, Barrister Adebosoye, the Chairman, Board of Trustees, Lagos State Civil Society Participation for Development, LACSOAP, and he's been talking to us on how to improve maternal health in Nigeria. Thank you so much for obliging Nigeria Info. Thank you so much for obliging me, Barrister. All right, Lagos, that has been the size of the show today. Be sure to tune in for the news at 1 o'clock, and of course, Down for Conversation right after. And Sandra Ezekwesili is coming up at 3 p.m. on Hard Facts. Keep listening. Thank you.